Get ready to be mesmerized. Get ready to be entertained. Get ready to be informed. And most of all, get ready to listen. The latest sports news, great interviews, and the best coverage from around the nation's capital. It's Listen In with KNN, the sports sound of the district, right now on AM 1340 and 96.9 FM, Fox Sports Radio. Here's your host, Kelsey Nicole Nelson.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Listen In with KNN, presented by Fox Sports Radio, 96.9 FM and 1340 AM, with me, your host, Kelsey Nicole Nelson, back with the one and only, my co-host, Ray Jones. Ray, how are you?
What's up, Kelsey? How you doing?
I'm good. It feels back to be here. I know we missed last week, but I'm glad to be back. A lot's happening in the sports world. And you know what, Ray? I just want to get into it with you because there's a lot we have to cover, and I know the fans are waiting. So with that, it means it's time to sit back, relax, and get ready to listen in and follow along with the conversation on social media, as always, using hashtag listenin with KNN. Now I will toss it over to you, Ray, as always, to take us through some sports history.
All right, but before we move on to this week in sports history, I came across this interview online that I found interesting. I wanted to share with you. I didn't get to ask you about it last week, so I just was curious if you heard about it. Did you know that Deshaun Watson was the most sacked quarterback in the league? Yeah, he was sacked 62 times last year. And when they asked him why, what was the reason for it, guess what he said?
I'm scared to know. What he said?
Because he wanted to help make ends meet.
I knew you were going to say something crazy. That one's actually a couple chuckles, right? So clap on that one. No shade thrown at you this week.
That one took a lot of work. I'm not going to lie to you.
Your answer back was funnier than the actual joke. But thank you, Ray, as always.
But anyway, moving on to this week in sports. It's a pretty big day. You know, Michael Jordan back on March 18th. Michael Jordan announced his return to the NBA with two words, "I'm back." It was a huge day in history. A lot of people were excited to see Jordan come back out of retirement wearing the 4-5. So, you know, huge day in sports history. How about you, Kelsey?
Yes, that was great. After that 18-month hiatus, you know, I feel like I'm going to go back to my high school reunion with the same thing and just say two words, "I'm back." So watch out for me next year, Clarksburg High School. But I will also do March 18th, 1970, when the NFL selected Wilson as the official football and scoreboard as official time. So I thought that was pretty cool because it's something we don't really think about. But think about it now, Wilson is kind of ingrained in sports. So back in 1970, that decision was made. So shout out to that. And really quick, we are going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be right back with the rest of the show. Stay tuned.
Advertisement and sponsorship opportunities are now available for Listen In with KNN on AM 1340 and 96.9 FM, Fox Sports Radio, WHAP. Become a part of the hottest new sports talk show in the nation's capital, fueled by one of the largest national sports radio networks. Hosted by award-winning sports personality Kelsey Nicole Nelson, Listen In with KNN brings listeners the latest trending topics in sports and in entertainment each week. So if you're looking to maximize your brand's exposure alongside the best local and national sports coverage, plus special live editions of Listen In with KNN from venues around the region, email Kelsey at kelseynelson@foxsports1340am.com. For more information about Listen In with KNN, visit foxsports1340am.com.
Welcome back to Listen In with KNN, the sports sound of the district and beyond, where I'm your host, Kelsey Nicole Nelson, joined by Ray Jones, and we're going to keep getting into it. But really quick, if you guys like our show each and every week, be sure to download and subscribe to the show on iTunes and Google Play. Yes, iPhones and Androids both get love here from us here at Listen In with KNN, so be sure to do that for us. And please also rate and review the show. We truly look at that, and it really matters. Even if you have to say Ray's jokes are corny, you know, just put it out there. We don't mind it. Make sure you guys interact with us also on social media. We are on all platforms at Listen In with KNN. All right, Ray, so let's get into it. Sports around the nation. I have to start with the NCAA Women's Tournament bracket. I don't know if you heard, Ray, but there was a lot of controversy surrounding this. Did you hear about this, Ray?
Yeah, I heard about it. It's kind of crazy what happened, but
unfortunately. So basically, it leaked, and it went out way earlier than it should have. And basically, the NCAA and ESPN actually both released statements Of course, it was ESPN's era, and I just hate it. I mean, yes, you can apologize, but I think we all know women's basketball does not get enough love already. So for this to happen, it was just kind of disrespectful. I mean, nobody was ready for it. It came out, and then we didn't get the excitement that happens every March when these brackets are released. So I kind of hated it. But, Ray, when you heard that news, I mean, what were your overall thoughts and feels?
Well, I guess I was kind of trying to figure out how it happened. I'm assuming maybe it was a time zone thing. They put 5 Pacific when it should have been 5 Eastern. I'm thinking that's what it could have been, but I'm not sure. I really don't know how they could have made that kind of mistake. That's the only logical explanation I had was a time zone thing, but you never know.
Yeah. And not someone as big as ESPN. So it was mistakenly released and posted on ESPNU. And of course, like I said, it just took away the excitement. And everyone that covers women's basketball like me, you know how much of a heartbreak this is. And I mean, you can't go back in time, but I mean, hopefully these ladies still get some respect and some credit they deserve. And let's please all be champions of women's basketball. And also on the note real quick, I do want to mention, of course, now that we know that it's out already, Baylor is actually the overall number one seed. That's right. I said Baylor is the overall number one seed. And guess what? UConn isn't among the number one seeds for the first time since 2006. I thought that was worth mentioning. So yeah, UConn, Ray, no longer that dominant force that we just automatically put in the number one seed. So I thought that was pretty important to mention as we talk about women's basketball. But let's keep things rolling, Ray. Isaiah Thomas made his return to Boston. And of course, Isaiah Thomas had spent 2.5 seasons in a Boston Celtics uniform, even though to me it felt like longer. But let's be honest, right? During that time, everyone in Boston loved him. So when you saw that tribute video and you saw Isaiah Thomas come back, right? Just, I mean, give me your thoughts and feels on just your whole reaction to that whole situation.
I'm going to be honest, I was a little confused because I feel like this can't be his first time going back to Boston. But did I miss something? Because I know he was in Cleveland last year. So did they not play a tribute for him last year in Cleveland? I remember there was a bunch of hoopla around him going
right. So he did go back to Boston. This was his first time back as a member of the Denver Nuggets. Now, why so, it was during this
like they're going to do it every team? Or, like, why didn't they do one when he was with Cleveland? I don't get it.
You got to ask Boston, right? You got to ask Boston. But it has been 18 months since the trade. So that, you know, has settled in there. But it was interesting, but I will say it's good to see. I mean, seeing that long ovation, I mean, I love to see that Boston still loves and respects Kyrie because, I mean, he really was that Boston Celtics team. And I remember just covering the Wizards here. Every time you had to play Boston, you were always worried about IT and just everything he went through there, losing his sister. And, I mean, just Isaiah Thomas is just all around. He seems like a great guy. So I like the tribute video, right? But I do understand your question. I'm not sure. Maybe they love him that much, and maybe he'll keep getting tribute.
I'm just trying to remember, like, was he hurt when Cleveland went there? I couldn't remember exactly.
Maybe that's what it was. Now that you say that, I think that makes more sense. So maybe that's why they couldn't do it before, right, with Cleveland. Because then he went to the Kings, right?
I think, yeah, he went. No, he played for Sacramento before that. He went from Cleveland. I can't remember. Remember who he played for?
He's been bouncing around so much since Boston.
Yeah, he was
the
Lakers.
We got to rack our brains.
It was the Lakers.
The Lakers. See, it's just bouncing our brains. But, I mean, still nonetheless, you love to see a player go back and get those videos. And just seeing how emotional he got, you could just tell, you know, it was really, really, it was really meaningful for him. So, I see Boston still loves you. The East still loves you. And I really hope his career gets back on that track it was in Boston. Because, I mean, he was a threat. He was a true threat. Staying on the basketball realm, let's go to the return of Zion Williamson. Ray, are the Knicks still going to try to tank for him?
I mean, at this point, I don't know if they're even trying. I feel like we're trying to win games, but it's just not happening. But hopefully that turns out to get us the pick to Zion, because Zion is a beast, man. Watching
He's
the
crazy.
Other day when his return back, he was killing early in the game. I think he was like hit his first 12 shots, and he just he looks like a beast compared to everybody else out there. So definitely looking forward to see how he develops and goes on to the next level. At this level, he dominated against Syracuse that game, so it's definitely interesting to see how they're going to fare with him in the tournament.
Yeah, Zion has us asking what shoe, because now it just seems like no injury happened, and he's back and better than ever. I mean, watching him through that ACC tournament, you talked about that Syracuse game, who none of us can forget, but, I mean, throughout the tournament, 27 points and 10 rebounds in 3 games. He's shooting 0.7% from the field, people. This is a big man. It's crazy. His production numbers just go on and on and on, but I can't wait to see him in the NBA. And whatever team gets him is going to be very lucky. And who knows, right? It might just be your Knicks. So stay tuned for that. And also, I do want to address that trip during the Syracuse game. I know we live in an era where we still remember Grayson Allen and all those wonderful things he liked to do to players. But the ACC, interestingly enough, did not offer a public comment on this. Any discipline would take place regarding Syracuse's Frank Howard, of course, for the alleged, I have to say, alleged trip of Duke's Zion Williamson. What are you, just curious, right? What are your thoughts on, like, what college can do to kind of hopefully try to end just some of that just unsportsmanlike behavior?
But I want to go back to the trip itself. I think each individual time something like this happens, you can't just lump them all together. They got to be looked at individually. And he definitely stuck his foot out. And yes. I was kind of disappointed. Boeheim in the press conference after the game said, hey, I watched the video. That was not a trip. They bumped into each other. But you can obviously see he stuck his foot out. So I don't even know how they would even try to deny it. It was just weird. Like, he got caught, just fess up to it and move on. I mean, he didn't get hurt, luckily. Nobody got hurt. But why even try to deny it when there's like 1,000 cameras on you?
Right.
Like, I mean, that
and you know, social media puts you right to that point. Like, you're on social media, you saw it like so clearly. So, right. Like, how do you try to deny it?
It wasn't like he was trying to take a step forward or nothing. He wasn't walking. Like, he literally stuck his foot out. Like, I was disappointed in that. And then for the coach to try to defend, like, I understand you got to ride for your players, but now you lying to my face. Like, what are you doing?
It was just classless. Players, please, if you're in college, high school students, just don't do it. Just play the game. Don't be dirty. Don't be nasty, because we're watching you more than ever. You better believe the NBA is watching them too. Nobody wants a dirty player. Now let's stay on basketball. Ray, LeBron and the Lakers are not all we thought that they would be. It just seems like things are getting worse in Los Angeles, because, yes, they suffered yet another loss, guys, on Sunday afternoon to, of all teams, Ray, your New York Knicks, all right? It was crazy. And if that wasn't enough, LeBron James, he got blocked in the closing seconds. It just, LeBron actually just capped off the worst shooting quarter of his career. That's how bad it's getting in LA, guys. So you saying the Lakers and this LeBron James experiment, what needs to happen, Ray?
I mean, honestly, I think the biggest part of their whole season falling apart was, you know, when LeBron got hurt, it kind of took a big drop off. Then once he came back, Lonzo got hurt. So they never really had a consistent lineup to develop that continuity with all the young players and the moving parts. There was a lot going on. And then, of course, the trade rumors definitely fractured their locker room. That was a huge piece, too. But I really do honestly believe that Lonzo being out of the lineup for so long fractured their team, because he was one of their quality defenders, one of the better all-ball defenders. And that's part of the reason why they started losing the games. You could see their defensive efficiency dropped off a lot once Lonzo fell out the system. So, I mean, honestly, next year is going to be a lot of pieces moved out. A lot of young guys are going to get moved out. They had a lot of one-year deals. I believe Rondo was on a one-year deal. We know Lance was on a one-year deal. I'm not sure. I think JaVale might have been on a two-year deal, but, you know, Tyson Chandler's on a one-year deal. So there's going to be a lot of pieces moving around. I'm interested to see who the Lakers are able to pull in with LeBron. He's getting up there in age now, so I can understand why he kind of, like, toned it down a little bit to finish off the season. But I don't know if AD will be enough. Anthony Davis might not be enough. He might need to bring
need a lot of pieces.
I'm curious to see what moves Magic makes to build that roster and to make it into a contender in the West. Because right now it's not looking good.
And just going off that, you said a contender in the West. Like you said, the West, I mean, I wish I was saying the Lakers were up there. Because right now, Ray, they're 10th. They have the 10th worst record in the entire league, 31-39. So, of course, you can laugh about making the playoffs, obviously, because it's not going to happen. So, I mean, right now, it's just they kind of have to look towards the draft lottery. And even if that doesn't work, it's just, you just don't know. You just don't know. But that being said, I mean, Lakers fans, I'm rooting for you. I still want to see L.A. happy. I know the Rams couldn't get the job done, so maybe the Lakers would get the job done next year if LeBron, the king, gets the right pieces around him. And staying out in Cali, let's go to Oakland, where the Raiders continue to make some big offseason moves. Now, There's a lot to be said here, but you know what? I'm just going to kind of run through the names that they were able to get because the Raiders have been doing it pretty big, Ray. Antonio Brown, right? Trent Brown, all right? So keeping things rolling. Tyrell Williams, okay. That LaMarcus Joyner. I'm going to keep going. J.J. Nelson, all right? So, and then Josh Morrow. That being said, I mean, Ray, when you hear the Raiders making all of these moves, can they really be contenders next year in the NFL to possibly get to the playoffs and maybe get to that bowl game down in Miami?
I don't necessarily think they're going to be contenders for the Super Bowl. I do think they made some great improvements to their roster. I really wanted to see if they were going to be able to pull in Le'Veon Bell, honestly. I definitely thought that was going to be an option for them to try to get him. Then we can potentially consider them to be Super Bowl contenders. But they made some good moves. They made some noise out there in their division because the Broncos didn't really do much besides adding Joe Flacco. Kansas City, of course, is always going to be there, and the Chargers are going to be there. But the Raiders won't necessarily be at the bottom of the division anymore. So that's always good. Make some type of headway in the division. Still not sure if they're going to be a playoff team. We have to still figure out what Derek Carr is going to do.
Mm-hmm.
He's been a lot, real inconsistent, so we have to figure that out. See if they're going to make a move for another quarterback. That's always a possibility. But good moves by the Raiders. You know the team I really want to talk about?
The Browns? Are we talking about Cleveland?
I already ordered my jersey. We dogs got to eat. Dogs got to eat.
What can Brown do for you? Man, I love it. Baker has some weapons now. The offense, you're actually scared about Cleveland's offense. And then even on the defensive side, like the AFC North, be very afraid. Cleveland was always a team that you thought you were going to beat, and I'm glad that you brought that up, Ray, because the Ravens lost basically everybody on defense, it seems like. And then the Steelers, what have they done? And then the Cincinnati Bengals, you're just kind of like, they just seem more the same. So I really think Cleveland has a great chance to be atop that division. Who knows? AFC might have just got interesting.
They made a lot. This is the best time. The timing was key to this, too, because, like you said, the Ravens are in the, like, a transition period, losing all those players, and same with the Steelers. But you got to also think, one of the most quiet, under-the-radar moves probably was Kareem Hunt. You know he's going to be suspended, but he only got suspended for 8 games. A lot of people thought he was going to get a lot more games than that. They can have a pretty decent record when he comes back. And once he comes back and put him next to Chubb, and then with those receivers on the outside, those Browns are looking real tough. We got to see Baker Mayfield take that next step as a quarterback. And if he can continue off his rookie season and just continue to improve, they definitely can make some noise. That's a team I would consider to be a Super Bowl contender. And it would be interesting if they actually do another Hard Knocks on them again. You know, they should do a follow-up with those guys.
Yeah, this is the time to do it. More than ever. This is probably the most Browns gear that will probably have been sold in, like, decades. Because finally, we can get excited in Cleveland. So I know Baker is one happy person. Now we're quickly going to switch back to basketball where the Warriors are, kind of slumping. And, of course, the Houston Rockets continue to surge. We have less than a month left in the NBA's regular season. And yes, we're looking at the Western Conference playoff picture. It's becoming clearer, but what is there not to say about James Harden, Chris Paul, and the Houston Rockets? All right, they've been, you could say, maybe the toughest challenge for the Golden State Warriors so far during this basketball season. So what are your thoughts, Ray, out west?
And Chris Paul is looking like the young Chris Paul right now. He looks really healthy, shooting well. He's being a great distributor with the ball, taking a lot of that pressure off of James Harden, allowing James Harden to kind of sit back a little bit longer on the bench, get a little rest. They're running smoothly, and they picked up some key pieces, I think, around the trade down. I like to pick up a Vermont Shumpert. I think that's going to be a huge piece. To me, he counters losing Trevor Ariza and Mbah Mute. He's a lot younger. He's a lot longer. He's kind of a knockdown shooter the same way those guys are, but I think he's going to be a key piece. And then Kenneth Faried, he's kind of had a resurrection coming off his down season last year. Picking him up off of waivers, he's been playing well while Clint Capella was out, and now he's on the bench. He has a bench role, but he's playing well. And, of course, like I said, with Austin Rivers as well, the Rockets got a lot of depth. They got two. They can go 10 deep, and they can all put up buckets. They all play defense. So the Warriors, they need to get their team together. They need to pick up some continuity, get everybody on the same page because the Rockets are coming. And they already gave him a tough run last year before Chris Paul got hurt. I can see the Rockets getting them this year if they meet up in the semifinals or in the Western Conference Finals. Just imagine the Warriors being out in the semifinals, man. That'd be crazy.
So I think the basketball world would turn upside down. We wouldn't know what to do with ourselves. Because, of course, we're just used to the Warriors being the Warriors. And I think you made all great points. And honestly, I think the best part of the Warriors has been Klay Thompson. I don't think he gets enough credit. I think he's kind of been an unsung hero. But you're right. The Rockets, I mean, they honestly keep rolling. And like you said, if that were to happen, I mean, it would be crazy, of course, the Golden State Warriors. I mean, now it's become like NBA Finals and championships, and the Warriors have become synonymous. But who knows? The Houston Rockets, I think, have what it takes to make things very interesting out west. So we'll leave that thought lingering with our listeners. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be right back with our last segment of the show. Stay tuned.
It's time to recognize those individuals that are doing good in the community and making a difference in the sports world. Without further ado, Kelsey presents this week's Do Good Sportsperson Award nominee.
All right, we're back with Listen In with KNN, presented by Fox Sports Radio, 96.9 FM and 1340 AM. Where now it is time for one of my favorite parts of the show, where I award my Kelsey's Do Good Award, where today I am awarding two people that the sports world knows very well, and Aisha and Steph Curry, because if you didn't hear, they are launching STEM scholarships, yes, in science, technology, engineering, and math. They recently launched this via the Seth and Aisha Curry Foundation, and basically the program targets girls who are interested in STEM careers. If you guys didn't know, Curry and Under Armour unveiled the new Curry 6 United We Win sneakers, which was actually designed by 9-year-old Riley Morrison. She had wrote Curry a few months back saying she wanted a pair of his signature shoes, but she was disappointed to learn that they didn't make them for girls. What's up with that, Steph? Curry wrote her back saying he'd make things right. He said he felt uncomfortable actually profiting from the shoe. He actually went back to Under Armour, guys, with a proposal to use it for something good, and hence the Steph and Aisha Curry Family Foundation announced this new scholarship for girls in the San Francisco and Oakland area. So Steph and Aisha, I think they're no strangers to doing good things, but I love that they launched this because I think we all know we need more women in STEM careers. So claps and props to them, right? I mean, what did Steph and Aisha just not do so perfectly?
I'm going to be honest. I'm going to go ahead and put their hat in for the next presidential run. I feel like
Let me tell you. They can do it.
They got to be our next first family because they do it all.
Oh, they can do it. And if anybody were to follow Barack and Michelle, that might be the people that you get the most people behind backup support. They're on that track. I mean, they're just like that perfect, that Brady Bunch type of family. Just perfect. I love it. I love it. Keep up the great work out there in California. We will now switch it over to Kelsey's doing it big in the DMV. Well, I want to continue just the conversation really quickly in terms of the NCAA tournament to the Lady Terps DMV area, my fellow University of Maryland alumni. Yes, Terp Nation. Maryland 28-4. They are the number 3 seed in the Albany region, and they will actually play number 14 seed Radford, you guys, at 11 a.m. this Saturday in College Park. Yes, show up there, be loud, and be proud. Let's support our Lady Terps. It will be on ESPN2. This is Maryland's 9th straight NCAA tournament appearance and 27th overall for the program, okay? They host the first and second rounds, and they are one of the top 16 overall seeds, all right? Only once since 2007 has Maryland not opened the NCAA tournament at home. That just tells you how good our women's teams are. And the only other time that they beat Radford was their lone meeting back in 1996. So, yeah, you go into the game this weekend will actually make history because last time Maryland played them, I was only about 4 years old, Ray. So kind of crazy to think about. But good luck to the Lady Terps. And we will now switch it over to the Are You Serious Right Now segment, Ray, where I will lead this one off. I know usually you do, but I have a quick rant on Lamar Jackson. If you guys didn't know, means you didn't watch TV, but Lamar Jackson actually just had to apologize for making, quote, a bad decision. And he says that he'll, quote, set a better example going forward because the Baltimore Ravens superstar quarterback, yeah, he kind of broke some laws, guys. He was speeding at 105 miles per hour. And if that's not enough, we only know about it because he was doing it while holding his cell phone and recording it for all of us to see. And of course, he posted it to his Instagram story on Tuesday with his icy bracelet showing in his fancy little Mercedes car. But it's like no word for this, right? Like, Lamar, are you serious right now? You know how much pressure you have on your back. You hear all the moves the Ravens are making. You hear everyone saying you can't throw to save a life. And yet you're out here doing stuff. And let's be honest, I mean, so many people die in car accidents. So it was just an all-around stupid move by Lamar Jackson. But I have to get on the right. Are you serious right now, Lamar? Like, you have so many other things you need to be doing right now instead of trying to show off over here in Baltimore in your fancy car going fast where you could have hurt yourself and possibly killed yourself. So that's all I have to say to the young quarterback, right? I had to get that off my chest. If you couldn't tell, I was pretty emotional about that one.
But like,
it's stupid.
Yeah, it's definitely a little crazy because they're never gonna hit the end of it. For one, all those people that were upset about them shipping off Joe Flacco, he literally gave the keys to the franchise to Lamar Jackson, and now he's already going crazy, doing 105 miles per hour. I mean, people are gonna speed, of course, but you can't do it and then record it on your phone at the same time. I just took it to a different level of not being smart. And then on top of that, I think he was in Baltimore when he was doing it. You know how many potholes are on those roads? Like, that was definitely
that's so true. Drive
like Maryland roads in general are terrible, but Baltimore is a whole nother level. So
it's a special type of pothole in Baltimore.
he definitely wasn't smart with that one. So especially with him, he's in the leadership role now. He's actually the official franchise quarterback. He's got to be smarter than that.
Oh, Lamar, that's why I say, we say right now, Lamar, are you serious right now? You have the whole world looking at you. We know the whole plight of the black NFL quarterback. So, Lamar, just be smarter. Come on. You can't put everything on social media. Some things you got to keep to yourself. And really quick, before I move on, while I'm staying in Baltimore, listening with K&M, we'll be live at Lux Hair and Lashes out in Baltimore, Maryland, where me and Ray will be doing a live March Madness show. So come out and join us at 4 p.m. Again, that is Lux Hair and Lashes. It's 5900 York Road in Baltimore, Maryland. We'll be giving more details on our social media accounts and on our Fox Sports website, so stay tuned for more. I had to give a quick plug, right? Since we're talking about Baltimore, we're talking about smart things in Baltimore, not the dumb things that Lamar Jackson is doing. All right, now we have to move on to our Woman Crush Everyday segment, where Ray, this story is like probably got me the most excited I've been all year, because if you have not heard the name Antoinette Toney Harris, I truly don't know where you've been. I want to tell you about this female really quick, because she's a name that you should remember. Antoinette Toney Harris, she might have just become the first woman ever in college football to receive a football scholarship. Yes, you heard me correctly, a football scholarship. Harris, a safety for East Los Angeles College, received a scholarship offer to play football for Bethany College, which is an NAIA program in Kansas. Her offer was announced on her Twitter account, and then ESPN confirmed it with Bethany's coach. And really quick, if you don't know her backstory, she's a Toyota Super Bowl ad star. She's a native of Detroit, and she actually had told an affiliate station in Los Angeles in 2017 that she had got kicked off one of her childhood teams because she was a girl. You guys, this is in 2017. People still aren't realizing that girls are playing football. But she eventually started playing other sports, but she picked back football once again when she got to high school. She played just one season at East Los Angeles, so I know people might be asking the question about her eligibility. Woo! Ray, I think I might have to go back to school. But basically, she's got a few years left of eligibility at the collegiate level. So that being said, Ray, I mean, wow, we have a female being offered a football scholarship. What do you think?
I mean, that's pretty dope. And then for her, the position she's playing, to me, is what's the most fascinating part about it. You know, a lot of times you hear stories like this, but the female will be a kicker, so it's not the same contact level. But for her to be a safety, she's out there laying the boom on people. So
it's coming to hit you.
Yeah, that's definitely dope. I would definitely want to see her get an interception or cause a couple fumbles out there, just to see that she can play on the same level as the guys and be competitive and make a difference. So that's dope for her.
Yeah, I'm excited for her. She is 5'6", which, of course, is small for a typical safety, but she has said her size did not hold her back. I want to say, you go, girl. And I want to give a little more sprinkle of Black Girl Magic. Keep doing your thing. And, Ray, I love this story because it came at perfect timing, because my favorite safety of all time, Ed Reed, is going into Canton. And then I heard her story. So how magnificent is that? I was all smiles where I overhear hearing that news. All right, now Ray, I will switch it over to you to give us what's the move. What's next in sports, Ray?
I mean, I think it's pretty obvious at this point. We are now in March, so of course March Madness, and with March Madness comes the NCAA tournament. So I want to invite everyone listening to the show, to go on to ESPN and listen to and sign up for our NCAA tournament bracket challenge. It's under the group name of Listening with K&N. We have a men's tournament and a women's tournament, so be sure to join us. And we could potentially put a little wagers on the side, you know, challenge me and Kelsey in our tournament bracket challenge. You know, I typically win every year, so.
Like oh, man, here we go again. Let the rivalry begin. No, but really, everyone, join us. It's a fun time for me and Ray. We can all meet up on Ray, and we will keep talking about it on the show throughout the rest of the year. So as Ray said, put in Listening with K&N and join us. And I'm all for the wagers, Ray. Let's make it fun with the listeners. So we appreciate you guys participating in that. Real quick, Ray, I'm going to put you on the spot. NCAA tournament, I know there's still a lot of time left, but who is your favorite? Who is your favorite, Ray, to win it all?
I don't want to give away my bracket, but I'm going to give away my bracket. I want to see, I'm going to be honest, I want to see Duke and UNC one more time in the championship.
Oh, with one last game.
Three pretty good games between them two, so I would like to see one more time, just see how it goes.
It would be nice. It would be nice. I'm not going to lie to you. I would love to see someone outside of the ACC win it all. The ACC, we know they're good at basketball, but at the same time, how perfect would that be for Zion to win the championship and then go number one in the NBA and then kill it in the NBA? So that also would be a perfect storyline.
Yeah, definitely.
Not against it. Well, thank you all so much for listening to the show. We got through a lot pretty quickly, Ray. I mean, this was fun. But March Madness, again, I hope everyone joins us this Saturday, 4 p.m. in Baltimore. Be sure to check our social media sites for more information. But we're going to have a lot of fun. Ladies, it'll be a hair salon. Men, it'll be a barbershop. And Ray, you know this because you know your touch-ups be fresh. You be pretty sharp most of the time. You know some of the best sports conversation goes down in the hair salon and the barbershops, right? So it'll be a fun time. All right. Well, everyone, thanks so much for listening to this edition of Listen In with K&N. I hope you had fun. Learn something, and of course, jump in on the K&N bandwagon. Be sure to listen in each and every week for new shows that drop online at FoxSports1340AM.com. If that's not enough, the show is available for download on iTunes and Google Play. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. Your feedback and support truly do matter to each and every one of us on the show, me, Ray, and our whole production crew. Until later this week, enjoy the sports world. Smile, and don't take your fantasy sports too seriously, because truly, guys, there's always another play.
Follow Kelsey on Twitter at @TheRealKNelson. You've been listening to Listen In with K&N on AM 1340 and 96.9 FM Fox Sports Radio.